views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show Beyond Grief Radio with Angie Corbett-Kuyper on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Grief Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It is possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It is your life. It is your choice. Now, here's your host.
Welcome, my beautiful, beautiful listeners today. I am so honored and so privileged to have the beautiful Suzanne Giesemann on my program. And I'm going to start by telling you a little bit about Suzanne before bringing her on. And the reason I reached out to Suzanne was because I love the fact that she was a former Navy commander. A commanding officer, she served as an aide to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on 9/11. In her career, she flew on Air Force One with the president, visited with kings and queens, but nothing prepared her for the newest leg of her journey as a psychic medium. Suzanne, I welcome you. She truly, truly is a messenger of hope. Suzanne, welcome.
Thanks, Angie. That's my whole goal, is to bring people hope that this life is not all there is. And so far we're succeeding, and shows like yours help me to do that.
Yes, thank you for that. And you truly are a messenger of hope. And for my listeners, you guys, both Suzanne and I want to offer hope to those of you who are struggling, and especially during the holiday season, it is so difficult. And Suzanne, I want you to really start with, tell us what happened. It's I share this with my listeners. They know my story pretty well. You don't just wake up and say, oh my God, there is life after life. And I want to introduce you first, and tell your story a little bit, and maybe how We need to introduce Sanaya as well. And so, okay, I'm going to let you go ahead. Talk to us.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was on active duty. Like you said, I was aide to the head of the entire United States military, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, when 9/11 happened. We were in the last aircraft in U.S. airspace and returned by flying right over the burning Twin Towers and returned to Washington and went into our office building, the Pentagon, which was still also burning. And that experience, up close and personal, got me asking questions about why people might have been in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's very important that everybody listening understand that I had no idea if there was a greater reality. Did death really mean the end of all life and all awareness? To me, I had no proof. I was raised with no religion, and so it was the great unknown. But 9/11 caused me to start asking those kinds of questions. At that time, I didn't receive any satisfying answers. And so when retirement came from the Navy, my husband and I, we just decided, let's go live our dreams. Life is very short. So we literally sailed off into the sunset, and we sailed across the Atlantic Ocean and were in Croatia when we got a phone call that really changed my life. It was that my stepdaughter, Susan, who was a sergeant in the Marines, had been crossing the flight line at work and was struck and killed by lightning. It was a bolt out of the blue that took her and her unborn child, would have been our first and only grandchild. And then I could no longer just wonder if there was an afterlife. I needed to know if Susan was still with us. So I wanted to have personal contact with her, if her spirit still existed. I had a very strong nudge, feeling, intuition that you just could not kill such a beautiful spirit. And I don't know how long you want me to talk, Angie, but I took my husband to a medium, and she convinced us that Susan was right there in the room with us. And my husband is a retired Navy captain, a destroyer captain, and it would have taken an awful lot to convince the two of us, very left-brained, that Susan was there. And that woman brought through such evidence. So I had already been on my own mission to connect with Susan. I started meditating the week that she passed. And the two things together, the belief that Susan was there and that there is another life after this one, and the daily practice of expanding my consciousness, opened me up to that other world and just an amazing connection that continues to get more clear all the time.
Oh, amazing. And I have to tell you, and if you all want to go check out Suzanne, you know, my marketing people, Suzanne, would say, you know, keep your messages to 1 to 2 minutes. Well, Suzanne goes to Chicago and they have her speaking for 2 hours. I sat and listened to that whole thing, Suzanne. You guys, I challenge you. I sent it to my ex-husband, to Stefan. I said, you are going to love this. If you guys have any doubt, here comes a woman from the most skeptic to this belief. And let me ask you, Suzanne, did you believe, like, the more you wanted to learn, like the more I wanted to learn where Nick and Jan were, the more they presented in the most amazing ways that taught me who I am?
Oh, that's the best part about this journey that we're on, is that you don't just find your own loved ones. You find another reality that's so much greater than this one, that makes this one more wondrous, more magical, more love-filled. And
yes.
And so I tell your listeners, you said that the holidays are tough. They don't have to be when we realize that our loved ones who have passed want us to be happy, want us to know that they're there, and they will not always be unhappy once we adjust to that fact.
Oh, thank you for saying that. In fact, I got an email from a follower, and this was just last week, and she said that her mom had passed away. And she said that, but I know that how much pain I feel is in direct proportion to how much I loved mom. And unfortunately, Suzanne, that is what a lot of these people think.
And I have also learned, Angie, that people think if I stop grieving, my loved one will think I don't love them.
Right.
And that is not true at all. Put yourself in their position, knowing that they still exist. They're still very much here, but at a different level of vibration, of consciousness, and they feel your love. They know how much you love them, and they don't want us to suffer.
And I'm so glad that you said that, because I liken it to on Earth. Okay, they have transitioned you guys into just another, like you would say, Suzanne, or I say as well, is it's a vibration. If we can look at them as an imprint of an energy, this spirit, this light, they don't want us to grieve. And I found once I started opening and being, I want to say, curious, Suzanne, because the more curious, didn't you think, more curious you became, the more answers came.
Yes, and we have to be looking for those answers, and we don't find them just because we hope to find them. We've opened our eyes, and then we see. It's that simple.
Right, right. And that's, I think, what happens is, you guys, we get so stuck in this pain, and wouldn't you agree, Suzanne, that it is a choice? You can either choose to be curious and find out more, or you can choose to grieve, and it's totally up to you. Suzanne and I, we're not saying, you know, oh, everybody should do this. Suzanne, don't you agree? You guys, it takes a lot of guts to say you're a medium, you know, in this day, you know, a little bit. It's like, Angie, do you know that you're a medium? I said, why don't you call yourself a medium? I said, because it's weird. And not anymore do I believe that.
No, that's right. But I would like to just add to what you said. I don't think that everybody could just say, well, I'm going to make a choice not to grieve. It is a process, but the process is made much easier when we become aware of our thoughts and what we're focusing on. So, for example, my mother just passed in August, and there's no grief for her right now because I know what I know. And I'm just very cautious of all my thoughts saying now, is that holding me back from moving forward? And for example, when that grief wells up in our hearts, we can allow that to overtake us and it becomes our reality, or we can catch it and say, that's love.
Yes.
And that just transmutes that moment. And instead of being carried away by the grief, we have changed it into something that's bittersweet, but we don't lose ourselves in it.
And you say on page 234, which I absolutely love, and this is from her book, Still Right Here, it's asking why keeps us stuck in our grief. A healthier question to ask is how. How can I express more love in this world to honor those who have passed?
Yeah.
I love that, Suzanne. Love that. And we're coming up on break, you guys, in a couple minutes, so I don't want to get into anything real, real deep. But Suzanne, can you tell people, where can they find you?
Well, you can look up my name, SuzanneGeisman.com, but I have a new way of talking about my work. We are calling it The Awakened Way, and that may be easier for people to find the work. It's just theawakenedway.org or SuzanneGeisman.com. We'll both take you to my website, and boy, I hope you have some time when you go there because it's so full of tools for people to use.
Oh, it is. I spent a lot of time on your website, and I'm just so proud of all the work that you're doing, Suzanne, especially coming from that left brain analytical to being able to stand up and share with people with just such conviction. And yes. So thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. And when we come back, you guys, I want Suzanne to talk to us about her guide, Sanaya, and how her daughter-in-law, or it's not your daughter-in-law, it was your daughter,
stepdaughter,
correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ty's daughter. And share with us how Sanaya kind of came into your life and how she plays a part.
I look forward to that.
Yes, me too, because it's such a significant energy that has to be called out. So when we come back, you guys stay with us with the beautiful Suzanne Geisman, and we'll be right back.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, Visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. And first, I want to shout out to Carter. Thank you, my beautiful producer. He keeps us on target. He keeps us on task. He makes it fun. Little smiley faces here and there. So, Carter, thank you so much for everything that you do. Lives healed, hearts opened, and spirits served. Welcome back, Suzanne Giesemann.
That's what it's all about, is serving those in spirit just as much as we serve those here, Angie. That's what I learned when I went to study with some of the best evidence-based mediums in England, that we serve the spirits just as much as their loved ones here. I love that.
Yes, and that was one of my favorites. So thank you for sharing that. And I want to talk to you because at the very beginning of your book, Still Right Here, there was, let's see, where did I, Sanaya, and I don't know, do you call it channeled through you or what,
I definitely channel Sanaya, but I also get their inspired, I do inspired writing from them every day. Thousands of messages are on my website now under The Daily Way with Suzanne and Sanaya. But you want me to tell how they came to my awareness?
Yes. And I want to share, you guys, the very beginning of the book, and you honor Sanaya so well when you say, what do you do when the world gets you down? You realize that this is not the only world and that awareness makes all the difference in the world. So, yes, introduce us to your guides, Suzanne.
Okay. Well, as I said, after Susan passed, my stepdaughter, who was struck by lightning at 27, I began meditating daily, hoping to connect with her. And little did I know I would connect with many other beings, aspects of consciousness. I would come to learn that we are all aspects of consciousness, projections of the source that enlivens all of us. And so one day I was sitting in meditation. Oh, this was 4 years after Susan passed. So I had been meditating daily for 4 years, and this presence stepped into my awareness. It felt both masculine and feminine, very powerful. And I had become used to conversing with whoever shows up. And I said, who are you? And they said, you will call us Sanaya, and you will write and write and write as Sanaya. Oh. And until that point, I had been receiving daily poems in my meditation from a group that called themselves the Council of Poets. This is described in my book, Messages of Hope. Right. And that is what convinced me that I truly was tapping into something beyond my normal waking consciousness, because I was no poet. But these were amazing, rhyming, meaningful poems that would just flow straight through me. So I guess it took a full year for me to be convinced that I wasn't making this up, because that's when Sanaya came on the scene. And as soon as they gave me the name, I came out of meditation and I went and looked it up. And I thought it was an incredibly meaningful name for them to give me, because it stood for One Worth Knowing, and also Eminent, Distinguished, and of the Gods. But Angie, the most mind-blowing thing was several years later when a friend said, hey, I found another meaning for Sanaya online. And I said, what is it? They said, it's an Arabic girl's name and it means flash of lightning. Which is how Susan was killed. And so they're my guides. They give me amazing evidence of their presence quite often. But these daily messages, I sit down and they just speak to all of us with ways that we can live more love-filled lives, more purpose-filled lives, find more peace. Even today's message was very practical about how sugar fogs the brain. We want to connect with higher consciousness. We need to just be careful of how much of that we're ingesting. So sometimes very lofty, deep metaphysical messages, sometimes practical messages, but always from the heart.
Yeah. So go back, the sugar. So give my listeners, you, because I do this as well. And you mention a few times, not only in your book, but in the lecture that you did in Chicago, the 2-hour lecture that I sat and listened to because I could not get enough, Suzanne. That was so wonderful.
It's online, that Chicago IANDS talk. Yeah, IANDS.
Mm-hmm. And you guys can go right. It is right on on YouTube. And it was an amazing. But let me, I want to back up. The sugar, because most, especially skeptics, would say, well, everyone has sugar. Tell us what that triviality, in the triviality of sugar, that you got this huge message that we're fogging our brains, that sugar is fogging our brains.
Well, I have a monthly online webinar for mentoring people who want to further their spiritual path and learn how to connect with higher consciousness. And a question came up just the other night, will I be able to connect when I'm on antidepressants? And so now I always check in with them before I give answers so that the answers come from the highest place. And the answer was that you can still connect across the veil, but the connection will not be as clear. But you won't know that because it's like when you don't realize you need glasses, you don't know what you're missing. And so this message today about sugar was a follow-on to that, they said, to let us know that all of us are drugging ourselves by ingesting too many sweets. And it's an addiction. And we often reach for these types of things automatically to overcome our human anxieties and habits. And this is the kind of advice that Sanaya gives quite often, that if we would just stop and take a deep breath, that pause can allow us to connect with our higher self and know exactly what we need instead of reaching for something that's going to harm us.
Very, very, very good. I'm so glad you said that. I'm going to tail on that a little bit. Is that what I want to say? Piggyback on that. Mm-hmm. But it is, I was in Mystic, Connecticut, and I was doing a talk to a doctor's group of patients. It was a concierge group. And I called it the anatomy of dis-ease. Yes. And it's when our bodies, you guys, are not at ease. And it's not because at a diabetes, those are all visible, diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, but it's at a cellular level. It's not masking our pain. It's not masking our anxiety. It's sitting still with it. And that's when, Suzanne, for you, do you agree? When I sit still is when spirit comes. And when you're sugared up, you're not sitting still.
Well, spirit, we don't even have to be sitting still. We create space in our awareness to receive guidance and to connect with higher consciousness when we learn to quiet the mind and be present. Because often I receive great insight when I'm on a bike ride, not when I have to pay attention going around curves, but if I'm on a long straightaway and I'm just really in the flow, sometimes my guides will just drop in these beautiful pearls of wisdom. So you don't have to be necessarily sitting cross-legged on a meditation pillow saying om. Just practice presence.
I think, and I take that back. What I mean is not thinking, not in our logical left brains that'll sabotage maybe that right, the abstract, the ability to hear spirit, which leads us into a great, the discussion I want to get into now. And you've mentioned it a few times. I hear it a lot too. Angie, how do I know when spirit is talking to me or if I'm making it up?
Mm. The best way is when it's something you say, well, I never would have thought of that, or it pops out of the blue, or so random that you know it's not your own thought, we put it that way, because really there's, in my understanding, there's really just one divine mind running the whole show, and we all bubble up as thoughts of that. But the thoughts that come from a higher place, they just stand out for their significance.
Right. And that is where I think, you guys, if you're listening, that, and it's also trusting ourselves. And it's very difficult, Suzanne, and it was for me, it still once in a while is, to trust ourselves when we have been taught not to trust ourselves, especially on this magnitude or on this level of awareness. When I've been taught not to trust, that everybody told me what to believe and what to think and where to go and how to do it, and you do it this way and that way, coming from a place of significant loss made me sit still and really focus in on what was mine and what was everyone else's.
Well, one thing, a technique that we can share with your listeners, is to put your guides and that voice you hear to the test. They don't mind, and they love to play along with us. So if you receive some guidance or a message or you hear something, you can say, if I'm supposed to trust this, I would like a sign in the next few days to validate this. And you can then ask for a very specific sign. I gave this advice to somebody in a coaching session recently, and I said, just make sure you ask for something that actually exists, like don't ask for a pink elephant. And Angie, the very next day, my husband and I were on a bike ride and on a road we hadn't been down, and we went by a car dealership, and out front is this life-size pink elephant, which just cracked me up. I said, okay, you guys, I get it. Don't limit us.
Oh, I love that. You guys have fun with the spirits. We will have those moments. I call them unexpected visitors. They're not going to present as these huge, big, pink elephants. But when they do, you just laugh, don't you, Suzanne? That is hilarious.
And celebrate it. That's how we get to looking for the sign. And the way it works is that when you ask for that validation and you think you're choosing the sign, but truly, in many cases, the same higher being who put that original thought or message in your mind puts the sign to ask for in your mind as well, knowing you are going to encounter it.
Right, there you go. And you guys, we have 1 minute left, and I want to definitely tell you guys, Suzanne has a new radio show she just started in February called Messages of Hope on Unity Online. And what time is it? 3 p.m. Central Time? Am I getting that right, on Thursdays?
Yes, every Thursday, but it's also archived. So Unity Online Radio, the Messages of Hope show. You can find it through my website too, suzannegeisman.com/radio show. About 30 shows archived. And most people seem to get a lot out of it, so I'm gratified.
Excellent. And when we come back, you guys, I'll share with, or Suzanne, you can share with us on, or well later, we'll see how it plays out. But your online course, Your Emerging Soul, I think is just amazing. And that is Suzanne's giveaway to anybody who is listening and would like an opportunity to send an email, ask for it. It's called Your Emerging Soul, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But for now, you guys, thank you for joining us. Suzanne, an honor, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. I cannot believe how quickly the time is going by. I am here with the beautiful Suzanne Giesemann as we share proof and evidence that our loved ones are right here with us. And Suzanne, on break, you were talking about this wonderful four-day retreat you're having next year. Can you tell us a little bit more about it and how it maybe pertains to what we're talking about here?
Yes, Unity World Headquarters has their campus in the center of the country, in outside of Kansas City, and they have invited me to do this four-day retreat that I'm calling Holy You, celebrating our sacredness and rediscovering our wholeness. And I call it a love fest because it's all about learning to shine our light brighter. It's a gathering of kindred spirits. We'll talk about tools and techniques for understanding who we are, why we're here, and taking that home with us to find more peace in our lives and freedom from the ego story. So I've given these in the past, and it's magical, Angie, because even at the end of the retreat, people don't want to go home. We just want to stay and bask in the feeling that's generated. April 11th to 14th.
April 11th through the 14th. Excellent. That's so awesome. And you guys, before break, I was telling you how you could get one of Suzanne's online course, a free online course she is offering, or I like to call it a complimentary online course entitled Your Emerging Soul. If you all want to go to my website, which is AngieCorbettKuiper.com, and just send me a message, I am going to put your names all in a little bucket and we will have a drawing, and you will receive, the winner will receive one complimentary online course with Suzanne. So anyway, you guys, if you want, send it in. It doesn't matter, before the show, after the show, during the podcast portion, and then I will let Suzanne know. So going forward, Suzanne, I wanted to talk to you about the evidence-based facts. How do we, it's when someone dies, I was curious, what are they doing now? What are they doing over there now? And you say that the soul keeps growing on the other side.
Yep.
And how can we, you had some steps that you recommended. Tell us, and you mentioned it a little bit earlier. Tell us how we can begin. If nobody's ever done this before, and this is just way out in left field, tell us a little idea, just give us a little idea of how others may be able to start to connect with their loved ones on the other side.
What I call the Awakened Way is based on three principles, three beliefs. All of this is on my website, theawakenedway.org. But these, it begins with truly setting the intention of understanding that we are, number one, we are beautiful souls here and now, not just when we pass through the veil, eternal beings who walk in both worlds at once. The second one is understanding that we're part of one big web connecting all that is. And that's why we talked about looking for these signs and talking to guides to understand that we truly are never alone. And the third principle is that we find our way back to our true nature, our home with a capital H, through the heart. Now, you talked earlier about having proof that loved ones survive. My book, Wolf's Message, absolutely contains the best proof I've ever found that we are souls here and now. And in fact, The Awakened Way is built on the messages that this young man named Wolf came back from the other side to share with us, these three truths. He left proof that he knew how he was going to die. He was struck by lightning like my stepdaughter, Susan. He knew where that lightning strike would happen, and he knew exactly when it would happen. There's no other way for somebody to leave that kind of information behind before they were struck by lightning than that his soul had an awareness that seeped through into this human waking awareness. So with that awareness that we're beautiful souls, the three ABCs, as I call them, of The Awakened Way are: A, align with your true nature. And that means getting to become aware in all times that we're a soul by focusing on the heart area and making decisions from the highest place. B stands for balance your head with your heart. Instead of always thinking and trying to use logic and analyzing things, that won't get us past the human state of awareness. Know with your heart. You already do this intuitively. We all get these nudges. When we can balance the thinking with the knowing, then we get really good guidance throughout every moment of our lives. And C is connect regularly with higher consciousness. We talked about this earlier in the program, Angie, that this is the key to connecting with higher consciousness, is sitting in a state of mindfulness, being present, or having a regular practice of meditation.
And that's so important. And when you talk about meditation as well, a lot of people are adverse to meditating. And I was one of those. And unfortunately, you guys, it has taken significant loss for me. And I've always kept my mind open. I've always been curious. But Suzanne, what would you tell those people who've been taught that meditating is wrong or is bad, as you're allowing other people inside your mind? And my thought is, I'm just going to share this, you guys. My thought is, you've already let somebody else control your mind if we're afraid to meditate and we're afraid to find our own answers. But what is your thought on that?
I'm going to be blunt with you. That's BS.
Good. And that, yeah, thank you.
That stands for belief system.
Yeah. There you go.
What I have found, because I went into meditation with no preconceived ideas and nobody had told me what to believe, what I discovered there is that we really are this light that everybody speaks about. I am the light is a true statement. There is this, it's a metaphorical light, of course, this love that shines through all of us, that keeps us seeking love because we're trying to discover our true nature. And when you sit in the silence regularly, and I call it sitting in the silence, but mine are very active, my periods of meditation, because I'm communicating with my guides. But when you do this regularly, you come to know your true nature and you realize how love and goodness is the basis of that. When you're willing to face your thoughts, your fears, you realize that they're founded on BS, belief system. Yeah.
And I can say it, bullshit, too.
Who said that? That's another BS, okay. But that's not the one I'm talking about.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. And you know what? And you guys, and this is what's interesting, too. I get this asked a lot. And Suzanne, do you as well? Will my loved ones, will I recognize my loved ones? And I say absolutely, because we think they're going to present in this bodily form that's just a vessel. But what do you say to those people who say, are they going to recognize me? Are they going to know who I am? And I think what's happening is we're limiting our BS, our belief systems, into that we can only see and feel and hear and touch. We're only perceptible by the five senses. And that's where being in meditation, don't you agree, Suzanne, takes you into this whole different dimension, a whole nother world.
A whole other way of sensing. And if people go to my website, right on the homepage, about halfway down is this ebook I wrote called Awakening. And at the end of it is a download from my guides about what life is like on the other side. I've had so many experiences of those who have passed come through to me, in addition to my guides, and telling me that they can change into whatever form, whatever age, whatever their body looks like that they desire. And so in most cases, of course, they want you to recognize them. So they will return to a state that you would immediately know who they are. For example, if you have a child who passed, but it's been 30, 40 years by the time you cross the veil, they will show up as that child. And then you'll make an agreement to appear to each other in whatever way feels best to you. Can I give a little bit of evidence from the other side?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Well, this is just a silly little thing, but you
ask. Do you really have to ask me?
you ask, what are they doing on the other side? And right. I tended to shy away from those types of answers before, because where's the evidence? We can't prove what they're doing on the other side. Yet one of the funniest ones was a woman asked what her husband was doing, and I asked him, and he said, I'm standing firmly on 2 feet and golfing every day. Now, that sounds kind of funny, but his wife said, oh, I'm so glad to hear that, because he was a passionate golfer. It was his greatest joy every day. But before he died, he had one of his legs amputated and could no longer golf. So here he comes from the other side making a point to let her know, I'm standing firmly on 2 feet and I'm golfing every day. That's something I couldn't have known. She hadn't even talked about the golf to that point. So that's what we're talking about. That's just minor evidence. I've had so many bits of mind-blowing evidence that you just can't deny that this is real. And like the book title, they are still right here.
What a great way. This is the final segment is coming up. And Suzanne, tell us again, how do we get in touch with you if we want more information?
Please go to SuzanneGiesman.com or theawakenedway.org. Either one will get you to my website. Just Google my name.
Excellent. And when we come back, you guys, we'll finish up with the beautiful Suzanne Giesman. And thank you so much for listening today. I've learned a lot. And Suzanne, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, to the last segment of this program with the beautiful Suzanne Giesemann. So honored that you've joined us. And Suzanne, I'm going to take us down a little bit of a different path because I do want you to share some more of your evidence-based, you know, some of the fun, because I just get such a kick out of just some of how spirit presents. But one thing that I found, you guys, that I really liked was a quote that Ronald Reagan had said, and you'd mentioned this in the talk that you did in Chicago, and it's trust, but verify.
That's right. That, he used that when he was making sure the Russians really had disarmed their nuclear weapons. Trust, but verify. Yeah.
But doesn't it make sense? And you used it in the context of this, too, because you hear so many people, well, so I like to call this, you guys, don't feed the mediums. And can you, because you're a medium, you don't need to hear someone's life story, because you're connecting with spirit. Talk to us about how do my listeners know who the real deal is, Suzanne? Mm-hmm. Can you touch upon that?
It's very important to capture the essence of the spirit when they come through. I want people to know that it is possible for a psychic, that's somebody who tunes into the energy of a field of a person here. Every medium is psychic. For a medium to tune in psychically to their client's energy field, their client is thinking about the loved one, and it is possible to pick up on facts about that loved one through the client's thoughts. So it's very important for the medium to tune in and capture the personality, the word choice, the essence of who that spirit is. I teach mediumship. I have an online course and an in-person course. And I tell my students, if you can't feel that spirit, be careful. You may just be working psychically. We want to honor those in spirit, represent them accurately. And so in addition to the personality, characteristics, their traits, then they will also give us facts about their lives that we couldn't possibly have known. And I love when they tell us things that even the client, the sitter, as we call it in mediumistic terms, doesn't know. They have to go off and validate that and come back and say, my gosh, I didn't even know that, but that's absolutely accurate. Then you know we're not just reading your mind. Or they, let's see, what else do they do? They put things in certain words, like the life-changing reading I did for one woman who came. I connected her with her husband. He gave us accurate evidence, such as showed me that he passed very suddenly and unexpectedly from an aneurysm that burst in his head. She validated that. He said to me, tell my wife I'm so proud of her because she's traveling for the first time since I passed. She's going to England. She validated that. But the way that I absolutely knew he was present was when in a very stern voice, he said, tell my wife, don't you dare take those pills in your purse. Come to find out, she was so distraught over her husband's passing that she had stopped on the way to the reading with me and filled her purse with enough pills to take her life if she didn't hear from her husband. Not only did he know they were there, but he made sure by saying it pointedly just like that. That is far different from a medium just saying, I'm sensing that you have pills in your purse. No, this was a husband who truly cared about her and wanted to make sure she knew there was no need for that because, honey, I'm still right here.
Oh, beautiful. That gave me absolute goosebumps.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wow. And I mean, and the fact that you got to be a part of that, you saved someone's life.
Oh, my husband he attends most of my speaking events, and he's lost track of the number of people that said, you know, your wife's work has saved my life. And I'm just awed and humbled by that kind of thing, because I never expected to be doing this kind of work. But to see the effect that it has to show someone your loved one is not dead and gone. They have transitioned to another new reality, but they are still here, right here.
Right. And that's where... people don't understand when I say they're right here. Oh, but you're mentioning in the heart. And when you're such in grief, it's not, I don't want to say they are in the heart. Yes, they're, but you guys, I think me personally, they want us to talk to them.
Absolutely. My theme song is, you know, talk to them, they hear you. Call on them, they're near you, is absolutely true. That heart connection is what draws them near. I had a young man show me a rainbow from his heart to his mom's heart. He was in spirit. The young man had passed. And I said, for some reason, your son is showing me this rainbow that goes from his heart to yours. And he says, the connection is good, Mom. She just very nonchalantly said, oh, yes, I'm so glad to hear that, because when I try to communicate with him, I've been visualizing a rainbow from my heart to his, and I know I hear him more clearly when I do that. What did he say? The connection is good, Mom. Now, that is sentient consciousness. That's communicating with her son, who's right here during the reading, to let her know that. Isn't that awesome?
Oh my God. Well, I want to share a story that I had, and it was with James von Prague. And this, I'll put this in a blog. It's part of my book as well. But you guys, I'm very, just like you were too, skeptical. And I have to verify, and I need evidence. And I won't go into it because it's a very short program here. But what James von Prague says in your book, Suzanne, at the very beginning, all I can do is my best to prove to them that death, as they perceive it, is an illusion. So here I am sitting in this collective group of people of 120 in Dallas, which I wasn't even sure I was going to go. And even that in itself is a miracle. I won't go into that. But I get called, you know, you get called out. So I'm standing there, and he said, does anyone in your family wear braces? And I'm like, geez, I come all this way and they want to talk about my ex-husband. I want the messages. You know, I'm a spirit hoarder. And my ex-husband got braces, Suzanne, at 53 years old.
That's pretty significant.
That's pretty significant. And you know what the message he said? Your son wants his dad to know that he died once to quit killing him every day with his thoughts.
That was you?
That was from James von Prague. I said, I feel like I'm a medium twice removed. And
but
they all kind of laughed.
I tell that story in the front of the book because James von Prague shared it.
That was me.
Oh, my goodness.
That was me.
Oh, how about that?
And I said, you raise your hand because he doesn't want to hear you because he's trying to communicate. And I said, I raised my hand. I said, can I ask a question? I said, my ex-husband already thinks I'm whack. He said, well, can you tell him that it was a dream? So at 11 o'clock at night, I'm sitting in Dallas. And I said, Stefan, I said, did you have a dream? And he goes, Angie, you never mentioned my braces once until now. And so that is how spirit works as well. If I would have mentioned his braces every day, this wouldn't have been a significant message for him. Mm. Isn't that interesting?
I love that, what I call the you can't find it on Google moments, because some mediums, you know, our goal is to be so good that people might even think we might Google somebody, which would be just the worst possible thing we could do. And the spirits know that, so they give us evidence we wouldn't know, like the young man that showed me a toothpick always dangling out of his mouth. That was his signature thing. And that's when the mom goes, oh my God, it's really him. And you bet it is. They are still right here.
They are still right here. And that is, and if you would have been there that evening, and you would have thought I was a plant, Suzanne, you would have literally, because both my son and my husband came through with very trivial things that meant everything, that were so trivial, but they ended up being so significant.
Right. The spirits know what they're doing.
Yes. And so, Suzanne, we only have about a minute. I could just, oh my gosh, I wish we had all day. This has been so wonderful. Is there anything for my listeners who are going through this, oh, I got to make a choice. Do I believe? Do I not believe? What do you say to those people? And I'm going to let you just talk. Thank you for your genius. I love you. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. But really, personal experience is what's going to push you over that edge of believing. And so set the intention of knowing that life does not end with the death of the physical body. And when you set that clear intention, you will be guided, whether you're aware of that or not, by higher consciousness, because this is the path we're on to realize who we are, beautiful souls here and now.
Beautiful. I couldn't say it any better. You are just amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys go check Suzanne Giesemann out. She's wonderful. And you guys, until next week, thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Suzanne, it has been an absolute pleasure. And I, like I said, I could spend all day with you.
Appreciate the chance to share with people. So thank you for helping me be a messenger, Angie.
Oh, thank you. And just thank you guys for listening and for your voice, Suzanne. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Grief Radio with Angie Corbett-Kuiper. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com. That's AngieCorbettKuiper.com. See you next time.